You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network. California, got your boy, Dr. Grind, Dr. Grindology. Man, it's fired up this Monday morning. We are on WeTalkRadio.com, We Talk Radio Network. This is your boy, John Owens. I'm ready to be fired up this Monday morning. I want to talk to you. I want to tell the world, man, be empowered, be encouraged, be impacted, be in motion towards what you want on Monday morning. Good morning. If you up, you are already blessed anyway. So the rest of the day is already on the way. I got one of the most phenomenal crews. I'm going to get them going this morning. I know they're ready and fired up. We're ready to start this new month. It's the Always Run. It's a new month. It's a new Monday. It's a new day. God bless you all. I pray that everyone within the sound of my voice, whether live this morning or on the recorded line throughout the times that it'll be available, please be blessed. Know you are blessed, man. Let's walk in courage and faith and do the work. Hey, let's bring this line on. I got my main man, my right-hand man, my left-hand man. Keep me on track, man. 1212, man. Mr. Neosha Morris out there in Ontario, California on the line. I got my girl, my champion, my go-getter, absolutely phenomenal leader, author extraordinaire, Mr. Dale J. Foster Glenn on the line, an amazing crew. Good morning to the morning crew.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Fired up out there in Dallas. What about out there in Ontario, California with Mr. Neosha Morris there?
Absolutely, Mr. Owens. Definitely here and excited to be on the show this morning. How you doing, sir?
Man, I'm fired up this morning. I know this weekend is amazing. I'm down there in San Diego. It's my wife's birthday. We got away, you know, the grind, the fruit of the grind, you know, right? The fruit of the grind. Enjoy some of the fruits of the grind. Dale, this weekend, we did an extraordinary cause together this Friday and our movement to impact and empower through the power of the pen with the message in the bottle. I want to most definitely talk about that, outline a little bit about that. How you doing today, Dale?
I'm doing wonderful. Today is August, a new day, new beginnings.
You know what I mean? New day, new beginnings. So, in doing so, let's just open up the call to talk about what it's like to enjoy what you do. You know, enjoying what you do. I'm referencing that because I'm down there in San Diego. Sometimes you got to look at what you do from another view, if you get what I mean. You got to kind of step back at it, kind of get that bird's eye view for what you're building and developing so you can really know why you're doing it. You know, we talk about making an impact in lives, and a lot of people say so, and a lot of people, it sounds good. And you got a lot of motivational speakers. You got a lot of that, but every platform we're on, we look to impact and empower. So in doing so, we enjoy it. Let's talk about what that's like and why it produces the fruits where we can do stuff like this being remote San Diego.
You know, when you said that, I got to thinking about what I used to always say, that, you know, I want to go in my backyard and play every day. And when you can go in your backyard and play every day, that means no matter what you're doing, you're enjoying it. You're enjoying life. And so it doesn't seem like hard work. It doesn't seem like drudgery because it's something you enjoy doing. So you're going in the backyard or the playground or wherever and playing because you're enjoying what you're doing.
See, you coming right down my pipe because it never seems like work to me. When somebody has a project with me and when it's seated, the project in return is way more than they expected. I have way more involvement in the project, and it's quick because I enjoy it. And my brother of success over here, Neil Shamores, is the same kind of guy. You know, absolutely out there enjoying, offering a way to live the way you want to live. Why you do what you got to do at the same time on the grind. Neil Shamores, tell them about the grind and how it produced the fruits for you, you and your wife. Just experienced last weekend a way to look at it from a bird's eye view, from the work, you know, enjoying your 25th year anniversary. What was that, sir?
Absolutely, Mr. Owens. Thank you for the opportunity to be on the show, man. And, yeah, me and my beautiful bride, man, we celebrated 24 amazing years of marriage. And I had a chance to get away, man, like you're talking about the grind and the fruits of that grind, man. We were able to go spend a weekend in San Diego, California, and just kind of get refreshed and renewed and did a little hiking. And we just kind of didn't put a time clock on our day, so we were just kind of freelancing and just doing what our hearts desired.
Man, look, listen, you was on Potato Chip Mountain. I don't know what it's called, but it was that little stone that's real thin. You go out there, it's on the cliff about as thin as a potato chip. Everybody from around the world wants to experience it. Now, when I saw that, I was like, man, I never do that. I looked at a tree, but I was like, man, what you do that? She's like, mm-mm. And then when we saw you on it, it inspired us. And I asked her again. I said, what'd you do? She said, I don't know. I'll be with you. See, we inspire people in living a life that's human, that's a little stretched, and has some bucket list stuff to it. So today we're going to empower people with why are you doing what you're doing? What's the fruit of the grind, you know, and enjoying the process at the same time? Somebody asked me, man, you grind, man, you always... Listen, I enjoy what I do because what the fruits of that I look to produce are going to only happen by me helping as many people as I can. I've got to help more people, and that's the only way it's going to produce. But the fruit that I want, see, I want to go to Madagascar. Adele, what's some of the stuff on your bucket list? Let's talk about some bucket lists. Listen, somebody told me once the mind expands, it cannot retract. Meaning, if you only know this, and then you see that, you've seen it. You saw it. You can't unsee what you saw. Now, if you think this hotel is nice, and then you go in this other one and it's gold handles, you already saw that was a possibility. Adele, what's some of the things that's on your bucket list to do in life?
Wow. There's a lot of things on my bucket list to do in life. But travel is the most important thing for me because I love to see the world. There's so much out there to see. I mean, not just in the United States, but in other countries as well. And one of the things on my bucket list, I will tell you, I want to go back to Spain. And the reason why I want to go back to Spain is because I want to go back and see the bullfights again. That was something I really enjoyed.
I love it. See, because everybody's bucket list is different. You know, some things might not matter. You know, one thing that that might be something I like to do. You know, see it on TV. You know, man, my God, what a amazing world we got. Travel is amazing. How do you know what you see on TV is even real? Madagascar got on my bucket list for my daughter making me watch Madagascar a billion times. And I just said, well, I'm going to see what that place looks like. Man, Neos, what's one of the bucket list deals you got, brother? What gets you up in the morning?
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Got to get off mute. Absolutely, man. Well, you know what? I found out about an amazing place called the Maldives, and it's on the other side of the world, somewhere near Hong Kong area. But they have some beautiful huts over there with some amazing, just transparent water. And, man, amazing weather all year round. And I just learned about that location from a friend of mine. And so me and my wife, we have to go ahead and explore that destination, my brother. So that's on my bucket list.
Man, I'm referencing the bucket list for people that may be listening. You got to have one anyway. I mean, you got to have if you don't have one, I would like for you to get one. I would like to inspire and empower today that you have something that you want to do. It doesn't even have to be maybe for you. Maybe it's something that your mom wanted to experience, you know, at one time. Maybe it's something that inspired you to want to do something. You know, I don't know. It doesn't have to be a place. I wanted to scuba dive. I'm not so sure. So that stuff can change, right? But I mean, the work that I do, it's got some results attached to it. You know, it's got some aspirations attached to it. Well, what this whole radio show is about in the morning, man, I want to wake people up. Like, man, I could be the best. I could be the absolute, live the best life. We got this amazing guy, right? We got this guy that's so amazing that he sent his son to give his life so that we can have life. Now, as a baby in the world, I have experienced that birth of understanding and embrace, man, it's the love. So we got this huge guy that we asked him to fix the car. You know, I'm listening to Steve Harvey. I'm just a big Steve Harvey guy. Man, push that car out into the middle of the street, man. I'm just saying, if you're willing to do the work and you're willing to have the vision and open your mind to the possibilities of what you can have, you can do anything. Adele, I want to talk about this vision. We talked about travel. Travel is like water. People are talking about even traveling now. And right now is the best time to prepare for what's coming. So those are the 3% of the world that attain a certain amount of success. That's just going to be a very small percentage, and we accept that. But we are in that percentile. So I want to talk to you about what we put together with Message in the Bottle, empowering through the power of the pen, you know, the youth. That's amazing. I mean, when you came up with empowering youth through the power of the pen, Message in the Bottle, putting youth on the seeds that aspire to write their books, tell us about your vision for that and what the impact you're looking to make through Message in the Bottle.
Well, my vision for that is to go around to various inner city schools and actually have sort of like a contest and have kids write about short stories, write poetry, and put it in a book. But not just put it in a book, it's a message in the bottle, because there's a message that's going to help those kids see beyond where they are now to where they can go. But not only that, we're going to take them from being that inner city kid to on the sea. So now they get to explore, which I think is awesome. That's why I love Message in the Bottle.
One of the things that I've experienced why we don't aspire to hire levels of achievement and success or even believing in it, because we haven't seen it enough. So we can't believe what we haven't seen being achieved. And I love the whole message of what Message in a Bottle stands for, because now you could see that you put your message out there to the world, and there's a world larger than your school or your city or your immediate community. And to be able to pack young adults with that kind of an opportunity, we're looking at making an impact that could be global with the first annual. So you're putting together some sponsorship packages that, you know, the community organization can support, because one of the things that we talked about with Message in the Bottle, we were putting a project together, was the Girl Scout cookie philosophy. Well, you bought, how many packs of Girl Scout cookies have you bought?
Man, I can't tell you the number of Girl Scout cookies that I bought. I mean, every year I can't wait for them to come out. I love the Thin Mints. And I mean, they got so many. I'm thinking about the peanut butter crunch cookies that they have. So, you know, if we do like the Girl Scouts with Message in a Bottle, how many lives are we going to impact? How many lives are impacted every year with the Girl Scout cookies? Because they can't wait for the Girl Scout cookies to come out so they can purchase a box, two boxes. But they're supporting the Girl Scout cookies. So why not have people support Message in a Bottle with the youth? Power of the pen.
Exactly. Exactly. So coming around, the Girl Scout cookie you buy because, you know, you want to empower the girls. You know, you just bought one out of that Walmart. You come out of this Target. Oh, man, another box your daughter sells, your niece sells them. So you want to support, and that's what we're looking for, support of the world for these young individuals to get out there and see the world, put their message out to the world, write their books, expose their literary talent, and experience travel and earn an income doing it. That's the major part, because now it's great to be able to, that's nice, but we want to show them how to build an enterprise. And to do that, those sponsorship packages that you were putting together, we're not going to put them out there yet because we're still putting it together. But 2021, we're going to be looking for some heavy sponsors. We're going to be calling for some people to really account to what we're doing in the community. I'm going to come back to you in that. Neosha, now we talked about taking this cruise out. You, as a travel specialist, taking this cruise out there to Cancun, maybe you know, the Caribbean, we'll see how that works. The amount of income that we're looking to donate back at $25,000, you know, commission that comes back to these kids, making that impact, you know, what is your suggestions on taking this cruise and where do we take it to?
Man, you know, just getting the opportunity to get the children outside their cities and outside their current residence, and also getting the parents out there, you know, because a lot of times if you speak to some parents, I experienced it myself, I did not take a vacation with my family. I didn't start taking vacations until I was an adult myself with my own family. So this will be something really big for the children. It will expose them. It will open up their world. And also, I do believe it'll open up the world for the parents, because a lot of parents haven't experienced, haven't been outside their own communities. And then getting the children on the water, and on this cruise, we'll probably do a 3-day cruise to start things off, because we just don't want to handicap people. Everybody can't get that time off of work to do 5 to 7 days. But however, if we could do a nice 3-day weekend, get everybody back on time for school, and we also can get some imagination flowing out there on the water, because anytime you're out on the water and you're away from your environment, you get real creative and your mind can flow and you can come up with some amazing ideas. So that's what we have planned, my brother.
There's one right there. Now, I got this amazing brother that's on the line too, and I know that his impact with this project is going to be amazing. Pastor Don Jr., the CEO, this young man here on a mission to impact lives on some 45-plus thousand radio stations around the world, doing amazing things, connecting people to other levels of success. We're talking this morning about making an impact through literary empowerment called Message in a Bottle, empowering you through the power of the pen. How can you see putting an impact together to help the community through that, sir? I know you've been listening and chomping at the bit. How are you doing this morning, my man?
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I'm feeling excellent. It's a new month. It's I push, man. This is pretty much the fourth quarter. August is the 8th month out of a 12-month cycle, and this is like the real push because everything you set up now is going to last you the next 3 months because, you know, December and January, people shut down for 2 weeks. But let me chime in on the topic. I sold books and magazines door to door for over 5 years, and my family's been around the industry for the direct marketing and direct sales all my life. All the men in my family are entrepreneurs. And when you pass that wisdom on, it builds more entrepreneurs. And the pen being mightier than the sword is so important for you to write stuff down. We do have this great technology and these touch screens, but sometimes you got to get a notebook and some black ink or some blue ink or some red ink, whatever your favorite color may be, and I write that thing down so you can see it. Keep a tally of all the people you talk to. Sometimes we talk to over 300 people in a day, but we never write their numbers down. So when our phones go out and they flip out, we don't know whose number is who. Now, shout out to the producer. The sister's back there running the board. She will be familiar with numbers because she's seeing numbers every day. But there's some people that's in your Rolodex that you don't call an old school Rolodex or your contact address book. But the point that I'm making is when you write this stuff down, not only does it become real, it become reality. And the Bible teaches us, write the vision down, make it plain. Now, these little kids now, they don't have what we had when we was growing up, where they had a whole bunch of mentors around. So sometimes you have to mentor yourself. A lot of times we see these memes on this on the internet. We don't ever write that stuff down, but it'd be some powerful, real world-changing stuff. You know, like the power words I say every day is a daily affirmation, but that's what I use to get jump-started. At the same time, it took me a while to write it down to get it to what I needed to get jump-started. Not everybody's going to be motivated by the same things. Like what I've been doing is I've been hiring. We got 50 immediately opens. I'm looking for guys and girls between the ages of 18 and 45. I want to send them out of town so they can go. They can go combat this virus and actually not necessarily be on the front line, but get out of your mama's house. And not only your mama's house, it's just sometimes you got to change your zip code to change your income. So when you got a situation where you're writing these goals down and these dreams are becoming a reality, you have a litmus test to say, okay, August the 1st, 2020 is when I started writing it. I used to go buy the notebooks at Walmart for every bit of like 50 cents. And I would turn a 50 cent notebook into like $40,000 or $50,000. Even though the pages are empty, as the day go past, people are going to tell you stuff. And the more you write the stuff down that people say, you always can go back to your notebook to check your notes. So we live in an on-demand society. That's why these people that I want to hire, I want people that's ready to change their lives. I want people that's looking for something different, that's tired of being in the same zip code, same 10 blocks, trying to get something done, but it just won't work. Maybe it's time to do something different, take an opportunity. You'll make anywhere from $400 to $1,200 a week. You'll be doing direct sales, going door to door. Now, right now, we're in a pandemic, and the product sells itself. The soap is like $20 a bottle. But the beautiful thing about it is you get to go out here, and just like the sister said, you get to travel. You get to see the world. And while you're seeing the world, you're actually connecting with some of these Facebook friends and some of these YouTube followers. Some of these people who want to promote their records, they don't have a budget to promote their records, and I tell them, go out of town, meet some, make some new connections, campaign, shake some hands, kiss some babies. And once you do it for anywhere from 60 to 120 days, we require you to be there for 30 days, but you need at least 3 months to give any job enough time to find out what's going on, whether you're going to want to work there or be there. But the whole idea is, with the pandemic being what it is, all these businesses being closed down, the stimulus checks are running out. We need to get back on our grind, and we need to go into Christmas with some funds that save up. This is the perfect time to go. If you leave now, August, September, October, November, by the time November comes, you coming back, Thanksgiving meal with the family, everything's cool, you went and made some money, you got your little breather, gave everybody a breather from you, and it's one of these kind of things that this world is set up for us to win, but we can't win until we get in. So if you write it down, make it plain, put it where you can read it every day. I'm a millionaire. I'm on my way. The steps are going to lead there themselves, but if you never write it down, you don't take the first step. Typing is important. Don't get me wrong. I love to type. Typing keeps us all under the same pretense. Nobody can read my handwriting. But I'm gonna pass you back the floor, my brother.
Pastor Don Jr., the CEO. I was gonna ask you, I said, man, this brother's wealth of knowledge from a very diverse scope. Now every time I have you on the line, you bring that fire. I was gonna ask you, man, I said, this brother here, man, you've been doing what, 45,000 radio stations, right, globally, worldwide. You've been making, I'm sorry. How many did you say? I think we lost Pastor Don Jr., CEO, right there. Man, what he said, we're around it. I know the
it's 4,500. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
4,500. Look, the way every time I get you on, I say, my man, hit some hard every day because I know you come in with an impact. I want to bring it to a razor focus of what you said. Put it on paper. So when putting this thing on paper, Adele, we've been talking about putting these young authors, not just on paper. It is technology. You do need to write it down. But getting on Amazon, being able to have your book published and be able to drop ship, be able to be in the e-commerce world, ready to compete in the world of e-commerce and global business from a young age. That's what this whole message in the bottle is about. So I want a couple of the projects that will be a part of this program.
A couple of the projects that will be a part of this program is that we're going to be able to give back to the inner city schools, because that's where it starts from. Well, it really starts from the home, the family, and raising these kids, but also giving back to the inner city schools to give them more tools to provide to these kids. I mean, we're looking at a pandemic, but, you know, as I discussed on another show, we're going into a new norm. That new norm, what does it look like? These kids are going to see the new norm and be able to participate and accept this new norm a whole lot better than some of us baby boomers or older people, because, you know, some of us are kind of stuck in our ways. But youth, we're able to mold and shape them into becoming a better tomorrow for themselves. And another thing that I was thinking about, because a message in a bottle, these kids get to leave a legacy as well.
Hey, now, internally, we're excited because we talked about the computer program where kids need access to, these young adults rather need access to the tools it takes. So, you know, involving companies like Microsoft and involving companies like Home Office Depot, so they can have the tools to develop businesses. Those sponsorship packages are going to be amazing. We're going to be able to make a big impact. I'm really excited about it. Travel is like water. I'm excited to have the platform to do it through. We're going to make an impact that's going to leave a legacy for a lot of young men and women. Now, I'm going to take a quick break, pay a couple of bills, give it back to B-Ray on our production board. Man, amazing. If we didn't say a shout out, must say a shout out, because the show wouldn't even happen without Bronda Ray back there. We thank you, B Ray. We're gonna pay a couple of bills. Thank you for being on the Morning Grind Radio Show. I am Kijana. I am the Grindologist.
Hey, it's your guy, Kijana Owens, the Grindologist. I wanted to invite you to catch our show live every Monday morning for the Morning Grind Radio Show, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Solutions over situations. We're making an impact. We're making a difference. We're empowering communities, businesses, entrepreneurs, individuals with ideas. Call in, chime in, tune in. Catch us live, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll see you there.
On We Talk Radio Network.
Yeah. get on your job. Tell them haters, get on your job. Motivation. Get on your job. Tell them haters, get on your job. Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them haters, get on your job. Motivation. Suck, suck, get on your job. If you hate, get on your job. You can look me in my eyes, see I'm ready for whatever. Anything don't kill me, make me better. I ain't dead yet. And you can take the fame and the cheddar and the game and the deal. I'm still a go-getter. Take my freedom for the moment, but it ain't forever. I got the spirit of a god, heart of a killer. I'm a king. See, hanging with some cold killers, I ain't never back down or ran from no.
I guess we're back on. I guess we're back on. Am I back on the radio live?
Sir.
Yeah, you absolutely. Back. All right. There. Thank you. Thank you, B-Ray. Man, this second half of the show, just as we started this show, we wanted to expand the mind. I believe that once the mind expands, it can't retract. That's why I'm really excited about the project. Making this this show a platform for early, you know, success. I believe that success builds on itself. Motivation builds on itself if you start the day early. But expanding that mind to what you want to do. Why do you do what you do for? So over there in the ocean, man, why do you do the whole thing anyway? Why be a postal service worker, have a business and all this extra stuff? What's the whole purpose?
My brother, the whole purpose is, man, family. You know, we have a whole lot of people attached to our last name, especially when you get married. You know, you promise a lady that you'll take care of her for life, and then you have some children. And now I'm at the age where I have grandchildren now. So now I have a huge responsibility, and it continues to expand as I continue to add grandchildren. Now I have 8 grandchildren. So now it's all about leaving a legacy for those young people that's coming behind me and teaching them how to take care of their family. And the legacy part of it is not just for them, but I want to leave something that's in them that will carry on for generations to come. My brother.
Listen, for generations to come. Man, Pastor Don Jr., CEO. Why do it anything? Why do it anyway? Why have aspirations to help people? What's the result? What's the deal for you?
Well, what it is for me is it's in my DNA, man. And I knew I was a leader before I got here. And I know every hair on my head is individually numbered. And taking a stripe on as a pastor, I'm always shepherding the flock. And no matter what goes on, I'm responsible for my whole team. So what gets me motivated is seeing my people grow. Watching my people who've never been on the radio before, they all their family sitting around the radio and they're hearing their record for the first time on the radio. Somebody who never had a job before, I'm giving them their first job. Stuff like that is priceless. I can't put it in a box. But the feeling I get is so much empowering energy on a spiritual level. It puts out positive energy in the universe. So just coming on this show, The Morning Grind, we're just hearing all y'all business owners, CEOs, come and drop that knowledge and wisdom. That's why I get up for it. I thirst for wisdom every day. So that's what gets me going.
Man, that's powerful. See, everybody's got their own unique drive. Adele, you know, you're going to make impact, but, you know, why get up in the morning, sending emails, following up, you know, at the end of the day? You know, why for you? What's the whole mission?
Well, the whole mission is to show our people that we can do something different. We can make the difference. We have the power within our hands to do that. So every morning to make sure that I drop some knowledge, drop some information on people, especially financial, because that's where my head is focused right now. It's like, okay, we have the whole economy in our hand and don't even realize it. We have the most money that we put out there in the economy every day. I mean, we can rule the world with the amount of money that we put into the economy. I mean, listening to the news and thinking about the fact that they're talking about giving out another stimulus check. But who do they want to give it to? They want to give it to the low-income people. Why? Because of the fact that they know that the low-income people will turn around and put money right back into the economy. We've got to stop putting the money back into the economy and put it back into each other's hands. So I don't want to go on a tangent on that, but that's where I'm at right now.
A powerful why. I'm going to tell you something here. When it come back around, I'm going to share mine. When I was 5 years old, my grandfather, 6'4", and he demonstrably, you know, are you standing at your grandparents, you know, about the knee high, you're looking up high. So I'm going to be kind of demonstrative in explaining this. My grandfather, you know, kind of pronounced me like a knight, you know, with the shoulder, the sword. You shall be known as, from henceforth, as the key man. Every door will be open to you. Every room will be granted on to you. If you work at the dump, you shall work at the dump. You will be the dump master. Anything you do, you will ascend to the top. That was how he knighted me at that time. It's been true all my life. Right or wrong, in or out. And what I've experienced, though, is the opportunity to see some of the worst things in life and some of the best things in life. And I believe that if you aspire to do something in your life, nothing could hold you back. So my why is that my life makes a difference. It said, man, if he could do it, man, if he could get up like that and come from there and go to there. So my walk is an example. My drive is an example. The grind is an example of what it takes. So that's my, and I look to build people from, man, I could get myself together from depression. I could get myself together from prison. I could get myself together from divorce. I could get myself together from wherever I am and change my life to become what I want to become. And I could lead others to do the same just by being that. What we have all talked about is helping other people, right, to be an example. And see what Jim Rohn said, and it's in the Bible too, if you just help enough people get what they want, by default you have everything you want. See, what will happen is San Diego turns to Dubai. You see what I mean? That's where you get to the bucket list, but you got to help people. And that's what this whole deal is about. I'm going to go back around the panel. And today, you know, we've been on this morning grind show just sharing and impacting, hopefully making a difference in somebody's lives out there. What would be a word of encouragement that you share going over to that Ontario brother right there in the morning on the grind, already did some work in your lovely pride? What would be something you leave with us to empower somebody?
My check.
My brother, I would just go ahead and encourage people to get with like-minded people. You know, get with people that are going where you're going and get with people that you can connect with that have the same vision you have. Because the thing is, if we hang around with, like you say, five broke friends, we're bound to be broke just like them, right? The thing is, if we get around successful creative people like we have on this radio, Pastor Don, Adele, with some amazing ideas and some amazing imaginations, and then they put their work along with it, they put their feet to their faith, man, you can't lose when you have people like that around. And your self-service, the grindologist, when you get with the grindologist and you up early and stand up late and falling asleep instead of going to sleep, you can't help but be successful, sir. That's what I will leave with people.
And get up and get it. That's the message right there. And get around people that is inspiring you to be, you know, where you want to be. I don't believe it's another way. Man, you can call somebody and talk about the sad stuff all day long. And then what? So over to that brother, Pastor Don Jr., CEO, you know, the impact you see, well, you know, and encouragement is your day, sir.
Well, I want to say this in closing because I know we're rounding down on time. America was started by four men, and people got radical. They didn't like what was going on, and they did something about it. A lot of times, 10 brothers sit in a room and smoke weed all day, and nobody has the audacity to get up and go step out and say, hey, we got jobs out here. And 95% of the time when you have a job, it's hard to tell somebody about a job because you don't want to lose your spot. But if we, like you said, if we knock each other down helping one another, we're going to open up more avenues. And at the end of the day, with us having these think tanks and these discussions, that's how the major corporations do it. You think when McDonald's been selling McRib for the last 35 years, when they get ready to re-release it, they don't have a major meeting. They have about 100 people tasting the McRib to see if it tastes right just before they put it out there on a large, massive scale. We have to get more involved with other people's business and not getting into their personal business, but getting into their business to help them not be a bill, but help them build up. So build somebody, tell somebody you love them today. Look for a new opportunity. And every day, add something new to your services list. Don't do one service and expect to be paid 30 days. You have to constantly evolve as a company. And as an individual, always search for wisdom. So all I can say is look for wisdom, man. The money, the information, the knowledge is going to be there once you get the wisdom because it's going to show you where to move to take the next step. That's it.
Bam. That's power. Get around people get the wisdom and everything else will come to pass, man. Put the work into it. Adele, as I go over there to Dallas, Texas, you know, I know your vision for helping people. You know, just give a word of grind for this morning.
Well, the word of grind for this morning is, I'm going to say, never stop dreaming. You can be whatever you want to be. If you visualize it, what they say, it just went out my head. But if you conceive it, you can achieve it. So if you dream, whatever you dream you want to be where you are now, you can go much further in that dream because you can make that dream a reality.
Woo! Now you put that together. You put that together real nice. You put it on me right there. That's a succinct way of putting that real good right there, man. You got to be focused on it right there. Do the work. Today, I will give you guys a chance to put your information out there. But I want to say this: if you're out there within the sound of our voice, we got up this morning to share some information that may or may not impact you directly. It's kind of like going to church. Sometimes it comes right down your pew. Sometimes for somebody else. Sometimes it makes you start that lawn and garden business with that weed eater you got in the backyard. That's all you got. But guess what? Get started. I mean, I don't know. Right now, it's a time of change. It's a time of adversity. It's a time of a lot of stuff. It's a lot of information out here, a lot of opportunities, and it's a good time to just throw the cover over your head and see what happened on the other side. I don't know what that's going to get. I'm not going to subscribe to that program right there. I hope that nobody within the sound of my voice right now subscribes to that program. That's not a good program. I'll tell you that much. If you're waiting to see what's in the mail or what's coming or what they're going to say, program. All right? That's my message to you, and it's a serious message. I don't know what program is supposed to be, but if it's their program and not your program and you're waiting to see what they're going to do, it might be a long time waiting on a phone call. Hey, I'm going to go back around the house. You got 30 seconds to put your phone number, contact information, and where to contact you. Hey, somebody out there might want to bless you, Cash App, whatever you got, go out there to Ontario, California, my brother in success, Mr. Neil Morris. Man, share your information with the people.
Absolutely, Mr. Owen. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be on this amazing show with you this morning. and your amazing co-host and your amazing host. My contact information is reach me at neoshamorris@gmail.com. neoshamorrisaltogether@gmail.com. And also my contact direct line is 909-816-0094. Thank you, sir. Have an amazing day.
Absolutely. And that Pastor Don Jr., the CEO, your information, sir, to the people.
Amen. My direct contact is 661-772-3035. Once again, it's 661-772-3035. And for the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, 661-772-3035. If y'all don't remember nothing else that you got from this show, remember this. Yesterday is a canceled check. Tomorrow is a promissory note. Today is cash in hand. Unwrap the gift and live in the present. I love all y'all. Y'all have a great, great power day.
Power day. Absolutely. Thank you, sir. As always, Adele J. Foster, Glenn, Dallas, Texas.
Okay. I want to say you can reach me at 469, and I want to leave everybody with this. Go and make it an amazing day, amazing week, and an amazing month. It's yours. It's in your hands. Do something with it.
Absolutely. What a morning crew, you know, to start the morning off. I'm always inspired by all of you. Like today, I want to tell a little something to the people about accountability. When you want to do something, this is, you know, you could take this lightly. But I'm out here. It's my wife's birthday. You know, could have not, you know, hey, my crew, my team here, we could have, you know, either played a replay. But you know what? It's not about me. This is the deal. If you're doing anything, it's not about you. It's about other people. It's about what you said you would do when it was comfortable that you would do when you stand accountable. See, we stand accountable to each other. That's why you hear this line on Monday mornings on time. That's why B-Ray is prepared on Monday morning. That's why this whole team is committed to not just each other, but to you, the listeners out there, because somebody's being impacted. And that's the mission. If you start a mission, complete the mission. Be about the mission, even when it's hard, even when it's uncomfortable, even when you sometimes are out of bounds. So I get to do this show remotely. I wanna do a real shout out here. San Diego has been great to me. I'm out here at the Marriott. I give them a plug. They've given me amazing treatment and service. I'll tell you one thing about being in the inside of travel. They will do some changes for you once you give your credentials. I love that part. Now, you know, being here with my wife for this weekend, I get to experience a look from a point of view. And I will tell you, do what's passionate in your heart. Commit to what you said you would do. Stay to what you said you would do. Stick to what you said you would do. And if you change what you do, stand accountable for the change that you're going to make. So this team, I appreciate you all. You can contact. I want you to make sure you plug in with We Talk Radio. We Talk Radio Network, WeTalkRadio.com, and doing some amazing things. Kid D, Nikhil Davis, the founder of the station, has an amazing nonprofit movement, Heels on the Move to Heal, doing amazing work with domestic violence and breast cancer. I mean, just women's empowerment. So it's more than just radio. It's about impact. It's about changing people's lives. Got interns, got young adults now getting into radio around the world. So if you want to put your message out here in We Talk Radio Network, please contact us. Go to WeTalkRadio.com. Send your information. You can find us online, all of the social media networks and everything. Continue to listen to the show. Again, We Talk Radio, we're on the move. Yes.
We have a guest on the line that would like to make a comment. His name is Robert.
Yes,
ma'am. Go ahead, sir.
Mr. Robert Mickey. Absolutely, absolutely. Man, you know what? We got a late caller right there calling in. Where are you calling in from, sir?
I'm calling in from Jacksonville, Florida.
This my man, Robert Bigfall, Jacksonville, Florida. My brother in success calling in, man. Say a word. Say a word, brother. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, no problem. I caught a little bit what you guys were talking about, but I guess the whole thing, what words I have to say is we have to continue to network with one another, and as we network with one another, we get to learn more about each other and how we can impact each other when it comes to each other's businesses, because of the fact that it's not about what you offer as far as business wise, this is what you offer mentally, and I also go spiritually as well, because of the fact that that's why they call it networking. You help one another, you grow one another, and be able to, you know, impact a community. A community is not impacted by one individual; it's impacted by a group of individuals, and those group of individuals come from different forms of businesses, different forms of backgrounds and everything else. So I just say that, you know, for today, let's impact each other by networking with one another and uplifting one another and showing each other or planting seeds in one another, to which we can be able to grow each other spiritually, mentally, and professionally, and we can continue to change communities left and right because of the fact that there are young people out there that are looking for something, that's looking to see people like themselves being successful in business and being able to impact lives all around the globe. And also understand it's not all about you, it's about the people that you serve and the people that you're around in your circle.
Now that's a mouthful right there, brother. You know what I'm gonna say to that? See, I consider myself a master networker, right? Something I've been doing since a kid. I've been dragging my dad's briefcase around since I was couldn't even carry it. So it's been my nature in my life just to meet people freely, naturally, all the time, and making those connections that truly make a difference. Absolutely, sir. Because when you're networking and you're meeting people, but networking, relational currency, is the true currency in the world. It's the true currency. It is the truest form of currency that there is, relational currency. Because without it, nothing happens. And without someone inviting you to get on this morning. So what I want to do, since you put your information out there, let the people know who you are, how to contact you, what you have in your store to impact. You know, I know you have a business yourself. Please put your number out there, whatever you have, to let them contact you as you get ready to close the show, sir.
Okay. As I say, my name is Robert McFall, and that's M-C-P-H-A-U-L, just so people don't get mistaken with the M-C-F-A-L-L. But my phone number is 904-607-6246, and pretty much I'm a travel business owner. And pretty much with that being said, I help people to travel if they need to, or if they want to. And then also I help people to understand the goals that they have within them, the talents and the talents that they have within them, to be able to do those things where they can create additional income, where they can be able to do something from the home, and if they're doing this pandemic. Because at the end of the day, we're going through a lot of stuff. So I know I can talk for more, and I know I don't get that much time, but if you want to know more about how you can do something to impact your family and need something extra along the way, which you don't have to get a second job or anything like that, or just something spiritual, just need to talk, just holler at me and contact me. Once again, my phone number is 904-607-6246. And like I said, I'm in Jacksonville, Florida, and I was in the military station in San Diego for 16 years, so I know what San Diego's all about. So I'll leave it at that.
Man, that's the deal, brother. That's what this whole platform is about, opening up the doors of networking to people to make connectivity. Call me. I hope you wrote these numbers down, and these amazing individuals that shared the information this morning. Well, I want you to also reach out to me. Again, Kejana Owens. My name is spelled KEJOHNNAOWENS. The Grindologist. You can find me on all the social media platforms. You can check me out at KejanaOwens.com. I would love for you to look at my book. I think it will make an impact. I think it will make a difference in your life. It's seven keys to success, practical keys to personal achievement. Start now, use what you have, complete what you start, control what you know, execute your plan, share your success, and stand for something. Those are the principles I stand on. They're my principles. I'd love for you to check that out. You can find me on Amazon. You can contact me directly at 909-686-1698. That's 909-686-1698. And I look forward to talking to you. Keep on checking in to We Talk Radio. As I said before, We Talk Radio is on a mission to make an impact around the world globally. Nakia Davis, we're the founder with an amazing vision. Connect with us, sponsor a show, come look, let's have a segment and interview on you. We've got a plethora of different opportunities through the We Talk Radio Network. I got to send a shout out to Bronda Ray. She may need a word of how to contact her, what she may have as well. Bronda Ray, if you have a word, please share.
Oh, anything you need from We Talk Radio has to be emailed to bray@wetalkradio.com. I'm in the production side of this and program director. So anything that you all want to do, just contact me via that email, bray@wetalkradio.com.
The quiet storm. Don't let the cool, smooth flavors fool you. She is why it happened. Thank you, B-Ray. Amazing on the production. This has been the Morning Grind Radio Show on We Talk Radio, week.com, We Talk Radio Network, amazing visionary connection around the world. I am Kejana Owens. I am the Grindologist, and you have just been impacted. Make a difference today, not just in your life, in somebody else's life. Everybody's watching you. Believe that. Be the difference that you want to see in other people, and be the light that you want to see somewhere else, and stop making somebody else be it that you want them to be. You get that. That'll pass you over. It's been a great morning. Inspire somebody else to do something better. You have a great day. Success. Love, speed. Operate in the spirit of success. Have a good one.
All righty. That's commercial.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
They say all good things come to an end. That's not the case. No. Right here on Fridays. That's right, a new day, a new time, Friday, on We Talk Radio, Mind, Body, and Soul Show with your host, Big Joe. Of course, I'm Big Joe. So tune in on Friday, right here on We Talk Radio.
All right, and if you're still on the line, we have a show at 8 p.m. tonight called Kia D Unplugged. You are more than welcome to call back. Then tomorrow we have a Turn Up Tuesday. You're more than welcome to call in for that as well. Wednesday, at the lights go out. Thursday, Throwback Thursdays. And Friday is the Mind, Body, and Soul. And Saturday is our youth show. So we look forward to hearing from you. As always, you're welcome to We Talk Radio Network anytime. Find us on Blog Talk Radio.com and then type in We Talk Radio. Okay. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in this morning.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network. Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network. Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.